the ISO 9001 audit, for example, is looking at the management process from you take an inquiry through to you delivering that tree to its site,
right.
The process there. We would touch on the fact that when you are putting a tree out to a customer, it meets the requirements, but whether we delve into the detail that would right. be a completely
that's
different
that's good, because all I was thinking of is if somebody who had some knowledge but not in-depth knowledge had to start looking up British standards to what I have to deliver,
yeah,
it's going to take them all day on three books.
Yeah, no, it's what basically, it's a good point. It's you obviously do have a lot of standards out there. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands. A lot of them are deemed code of practice or specific to product. They're two different things. Right. A code of practice is something you can adopt as a business and run with, but you will never get it impartially audited by anyone,
right.
or independently audited. A product testing standard, you can obviously have all of your products tested that you manufacture or that you produce, but that would be a completely separate audit.
Right.
And obviously with, maybe not with trees, but we would kite mark, as our branding, we would kite mark a product usually.
Right.
So when you see it on windows, doors, fire extinguishers, number
that's
of things.
Completely that's completely different.
That means that product that you've purchased has been tested by BSI, and hence we've put the kite mark on it.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean the company that's produced that has been audited by BSI.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it's just the standard of work too, rather than being audited by.